Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
At least three Boston City councilors are running for mayor, and that's opening the door for new candidates to take their place on the council. One of them is Alex Gray, a senior policy manager in the mayor's Office of Workforce Development. He would be the first blind councilor in Boston's history. WBUR's Callum Borchers tagged along for a campaign stop at the Forest Hills Tea Stop in Jamaica Plain and has this story.
We picked a treacherous location here, Alex, for the two of us. You've got the reporter with cerebral palsy and the candidate who's blind on this uneven brick walkway right here. Not the easiest thing to navigate.
You know, it's true. I think I'm hopeful that we have an opportunity, you know, to talk about infrastructure investment.
Now, when most politicians talk about infrastructure, they bring up roads and bridges. Sidewalks don't always make the list, but they do for Gray. He could stumble if his red and white cane fails to alert him to a crack, or the granite curb with no cutout that's fast approaching. He steps down, holding the elbow of his communications advisor, Francie Wade, while I take care not to trip. It's a small moment in a day that's spent meeting voters, but it underscores part of Gray's pitch. He says being blind helps him notice needs and concerns that others might miss.
You haven't really seen a lot of people with disabilities in elected office. And so, you know, I think I could bring the lived experience to that position.
Some people with disabilities have succeeded in politics. Former New York Governor David Paterson is blind. Senator Tammy Duckworth is a double amputee. Texas Governor Greg Abbott and North Carolina Congressman Madison Cawthorn both use wheelchairs. But they're exceptions. Overall, people with disabilities remain underrepresented in elected office, says Colleen Flanagan. She heads Disability Action for America, a political advocacy group based in Boston.
So much stigma and shame makes it so a lot of people don't identify with pride, so we're often overlooked. But I think we're seeing more and more people with disabilities running for office and not hiding that.
In the Boston City Council race, Gray is running for one of four at-large seats representing the whole city. Besides Gray, the crowded field for those seats includes Erin Murphy, a special education coordinator in the Boston Public Schools and the mother of a child with a physical disability. Murphy says the fall election could give new voice to people with disabilities in Boston.
I listened to Alex for the first time the other night at a community meeting, and he mentioned how his mom and teachers always spoke up for him. And if they hadn't, he knows he wouldn't be where he is today. So there are people that I know, they need someone to be that voice. I would definitely be that voice.
Murphy ran unsuccessfully for city council a couple of years ago and says experience will make her a better campaigner this time around. Gray is a first-time candidate at age 37, and his ground game is a little different. Instead of approaching voters directly, he sends Wade a few paces ahead. She's a former TV news producer who used to love on-the-street interviews, so she's a natural conversation starter.
Can I introduce you to Alex? He's running for Boston City Council.
Gray takes it from here, asking voters like 21-year-old Kayleen Paredes how life in Boston could be better.
The bus transportation sucks.
Gotcha.
And because Paredes' bus is nowhere in sight, she has time to answer a couple of my questions after Gray moves on to another voter.
Is Alex somebody you've heard of? Do you know anything about him, or was this kind of your introduction?
My first time.
Okay.
But like I say, God puts people in people's path for a reason, so.
So what did you think? I mean, what's your first impression?
He's a very sweet guy. I know he'll probably try to change things for us, so I'm going to give him a chance in September.
And just like that, Gray has gained a supporter in the preliminary election on September 21st. Some other voters say they need to learn more about Gray before deciding. When they do, they'll find he helped launch Boston's tuition-free community college program. He says he's proud more than 500 students have started the program since 2016, but less than a quarter of the first two classes graduated. That rate is no better than the national average for public community colleges, despite free tuition in the Boston program. In a follow-up phone call, Gray acknowledges students may need additional support from the city.
As a counselor, I would certainly be someone that's supportive of fighting for the resources within the budget.
Gray knows the budget is likely to be tight as the city recovers from the pandemic. And if he does make history by winning a spot on the council, Gray also knows tough decisions will follow. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Callum Borchers.